Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the 18th nakshatra of Jyeshtha in Scorpio, the second part of Scorpio, where we are trying to uncover or understand better how to accomplish this life lesson of every nakshatra using alternate forms of study. For example, now we are studying I Ching and Jin cases. Let's begin with I Ching, but before that, let us see what this nakshatra of Jyeshtha really is about. It's Scorpio. This is the part of Scorpio that stings. So scorpion as it gets, because it demands authority, it demands respect, status, power. They are all about this. Give me respect, give me status. I am the elder one. Jyeshtha means in elder one in Sanskrit. They have a lot of insecurity about power and authority. They have a lot of energy and strength to achieve. They are interested in materialistic growth. They don't give a crap about spirituality. Superiority complex. May become narcissistic, if especially Rahu is sitting in the first house with this guy. Protection of underprivileged. They love this, especially in Pada 3. The Padas are over there, as you can see. This is the dominant theme. The next one, jealousy and regret. They spend a lot of time in this. A sense of entitlement of I deserved all of this good stuff in my life, but where is it? Where is the promised land? This needs to be avoided by Jyeshtha. Transformation through self-awareness practices. This is what they need. They need to bank on that Ketu they have going on there. In the first Pada, they have some optimism going into Sagittarius Navamsha. They focus on their financial status. What is my financial status in the society? Jyeshtha derives a lot of respect, status, power through that. Spiritual transformation potential is always there. Finally, the life lesson. What we are trying to uncover for every nakshatra using I Ching and Jin keys. The rising of power by retaliation towards exposed hidden enemies. In other words, defense rather than offense. That's the life lesson of Jyeshtha. This is as Scorpio as it gets, isn't it? The poor scorpion will be going by itself, but if you step on it, it would come near it, the retaliation occurs, sting comes on. That power it shows only by retaliation. This is the lesson of Scorpio Jyeshtha must learn. Be quiet. Be silent. Let the enemy come towards you, then retaliate. This is the power of Scorpio, Jyeshtha Nakshatra. And it finishes after Ashlesha, which strikes upon the first bite, snake. Now we come to Scorpion, the second one, right? Here, it has to be defensive rather than offensive. Now let's see the hexagram and gene keys. Starting with the hexagrams, number 40, G, liberation. G represents the idea of liberation and breaking free. In the context of Jyeshtha, whoever has this dominant in their charts, it suggests the strategic defense leads to liberation from negative influences. There's the keyword, strategic defense. These are a lot of politicians use this. We have got a strategic defense initiative, you know, that kind of nonsense. This hexagram advises using defensive strategies to free oneself from harmful situations. Be quiet unless there is an aggressor involved, hidden aggressors. Hexagram 30, Li, the clinging fire. Li symbolizes the concept of clinging and attachment. Aligning with Jyeshtha, it emphasizes the importance of holding on to defensive postures and positions. This hexagram advises maintaining strong defensive stance in order to protect yourself against external threats. Hexagram 36. Mingyi, darkening of the light. Mingyi signifies the concept of darkening of the light, meaning a time of confusion and danger. In the context of Jyeshtha, it suggests the need for vigilance and defensive measures during challenging times. More of vigilance and defensive measures, that's the key. This hexagram advises remaining alert and cautious at all times, especially when you feel there's less of light around you, more shady people, if you know what I'm saying. Hexagram 44, Gu, coming to meet. Gu represents the idea of coming together and meeting. In Jyeshtha, it suggests defense involves strategic positioning and readiness to meet challenges. Self-explanatory, I guess. This hexagram advises being prepared to defend against all incoming threats. Hexagram 61, Zongfu, inner truth. Zongfu symbolizes the concept of inner truth and sincerity. It emphasizes the importance of staying true to oneself in defensive actions, not unnecessarily provoking people. You see, Jyeshtha can do this. This hexagram advises maintaining integrity and authenticity in defensive strategies. Hexagram 51, Zen, the shock. Zen represents the concept of shock and awakening, sort of a rude awakening. It suggests defensive actions can have a shocking effect on adversaries, like taking the enemy by surprise, so to speak. This hexagram advises using defensive measures to jolt the opponents and gain the upper hand. All the themes of Jyeshtha are very scorpionic at best, so I can say. Now let's see the gene keys. Gene key number one. Again, Jyeshtha also needs to be creative. The ability to bring something new into existence is this gene key number one. In the context of Jyeshtha, it suggests ability to respond to challenge by creative means, innovative strategic ways to defend against exposed hidden enemies. Gene key number 11. The gift of idealism. Idealism in this context involves holding high ideals and values. We are talking about bad enemies here. So what this suggests is hold your ideals even in the face of adversity, using them as a compass for strategic retaliation rather than aggressive offense. There you go, keywords. Gene key number 19. The gift of flexibility. This suggests adapting to change while maintaining core principles. Something similar to the hexagrams, right? This gene key can support the theme by guiding individuals to be flexible in their approach to retaliation, allowing for adaptability and responsiveness to changing circumstances. Gene key number 24, gift of silence. Silence involves the transformative power of quiet contemplation. We also saw this in the hexagrams. This gene key can guide individuals to cultivate inner silence, silent contemplation and strategic planning, folks. Jyeshtha, remember this. Gene key number 34, gift of strength, involves the responsible use of power, something very needed in these times. This gene key can assist individuals in harnessing the strength for strategic retaliation, ensuring that their actions are guided by wisdom and restraint. Gene key number 37, gift of equality. Once again, seeing the inherent worth in all beings is equality. So the approach of Jyeshtha towards retaliation should be with a sense of fairness, be fair, and justice, ensuring that their responses are balanced and equitable. Win-win situation, difficult when you think of attacking. Jinki number 49, gift of rebirth, same as Hex really, can support the theme by guiding individuals to see challenges as opportunities for renewal and growth, using strategic retaliation as a catalyst for positive change. Jinki number 51, gift of initiation, involves embarking on new beginnings. This gene key can assist individuals in using strategic retaliation as a means of initiating positive change, thereby fostering a new empowered path forward. This finishes our cycle from Ashlesha to Jyeshtha graduation. Next we shall see the graduation of Magha to Mula in the 19th nakshatra. Meanwhile, take care, be safe, reflect on this. Bye-bye.